Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a beautiful and blessed day today in Christ. Because sometimes we don't always have a beautiful, blessed day in our flesh. So I hope you're able to overcome it and just focus on the Lord and His great and mighty love for you. So I was doing a little Bible study and I just flipped to, if that's what you call it on an app, I don't know. Do they call it flipped to? I guess you can only flip to in an actual Bible. But anyways, on the Bible app, I somehow managed to come across Mark and is talking about the demon-possessed man who is in like the graveyard among the tombs, among the dead. And he's so strong. He's got all these demons. No one can even bind him with shackles and chains. He like rips them off. And then, of course, here comes Jesus. He's getting off his boat, and this demon-possessed man comes running up to him. And he's like, what do you want with us? You know, what have you with me? What's your business? And then Jesus asks him, well, what is your name? And he says, Legion, which means a whole like entourage of Roman soldiers, but it also means many, many, numerous. So then finally, Jesus casts the demons out of this guy and he puts the demons into the herd of swine. The herd of swine then run toward the river or the lake or whatever it was, the body of water, and they commit suicide. Of course, the pig farmers are pretty upset because they just lost a whole slew of pigs. But everybody else is happy because this demon-possessed guy who's been a real nuisance and really wicked is now set free from the bondages of sin and demons. So as I'm studying, I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? This really sounds like a picture of the church because we have unclean spirits when we're not practicing righteousness and living holy, and we're living in disobedience, and we're living in an apostate condition. We're living outside of the will of God, and we are just profane in God's sight. Profane. So I'm sitting there looking at all this. I'm like, wow, this sounds just like the church. In fact, the name of the town, I'll show it to you in a quick second here. The name of the town means something as well. And just everything means something. But it's like the church today who's just full of all these unclean spirits. And then we're like, no, Jesus, what do you want with us? At this point, you're probably like, what are you talking about? No, 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 Len. No, no, no. We're not like denying Jesus. We're not asking him, what do you want with us? We're calling on him, right? No, you're not, because many of you out there are doing just what this demon-possessed man did, okay? Many of you are doing that. You see, number one, first of all, the demons even recognized Jesus, but they didn't want to be tormented by Jesus either. In the same sense, many of us are suffering. We're living among the dead. We are living among the tombs, living among the dead. We've been gashed or marked with the spots of sin, the blemishes of sin and profane. And then Jesus is here among us and he is severing the flesh nature of our heart, circumcising the heart, severing that flesh nature from us. And we don't like it. It torments us. We want to hang on to that flesh. It's our old friend. We've grown up with it. But Jesus is like, if you're going to call on my name and you're going to truly be saved, I'm going to purge you of the dross. I'm going to get rid of this sin nature in you and get rid of it. So that's what I thought of as I was sitting there studying the whole account of this demon-possessed guy. Of course, in the movies, it's some little skinny old man with a beard in most of the movies that I have seen when I was younger. But for me, I imagine some bestial Hulk-looking dude, if he's supposed to be so strong and powerful and living out in the graveyard, cutting himself, you know, the marks of sin. You can either have the mark of God, the seal of salvation, the Holy Spirit, or the mark of sin. So if you look up some of these words, let's go ahead and look it up real quick. I'll come right back. We're not going to spend a long time on the screen, but I want to show you something. All right, if you go here to Mark chapter 5, you will see right here, it says they came to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gerasenes. Now, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong for those of you out there who actually know how to pronounce that, so that you know. Let's see, how do we pronounce it? It says right here, phonetic spelling, Gergesenos. Okay, so I guess we're all mispronouncing it, Gergesenos. All right, well, first of all, in Greek, it means a stranger drawing near, but in Hebrew, it means dwelling on a clayey soil, dwelling on a clayey soil. So what's dwelling on a clayey soil? The clay represents the flesh, the ways of the flesh, the beast of the earth, the ways of the flesh. I'll show you something in relation to that too. Let's go back. Okay, so here we are back again. Let's go to Ephesians. All right, so back on the screen here, when he got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him, and he had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one was able to bind him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him and the shackles broken in pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Constantly, night and day, he was screaming among the tombs and in the mountains and gashing himself with stones. Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him and shouting with a loud voice, he said, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? See here, even the demons recognize who this is. I implore you by God, do not torment me." For he had been saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he was asking him, "What is your name?" And he said to him, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he began to implore him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there was a large herd of swine feeding nearby on the mountain. The demons implored him, saying, "Send us into the swine so that we may enter them." Jesus gave them permission, and coming out, the unclean spirits entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, about 2,000 of them, and they were drowned in the sea. Their herdsmen ran away and reported it in the city and in the country, and the people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down, clothed, and in his right mind. What does right mind mean? To exercise self-control, to curb one's passions, to put a moderate estimate upon oneself, think of oneself soberly, to have a sound mind. Doesn't that remind you of Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 20? Of a sound mind in one's senses, curbing one's desires and impulses, self-controlled. Self-control. So the guy is now clothed. He's no longer naked, and he has self-control. The very man who had the legion, and they became frightened. Those who had seen it described to them how it had happened to the demon-possessed man and all about the swine, and they began to implore him to leave their region. Now we know the swine represents something profane and unclean. They began to implore him to leave their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed was imploring him that he might accompany him, and he did not let him. But he said to him, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. Interesting that Decapolis means 10 cities. 10, the number 10, like the 10 commandments, cities, represents a large group of people in the Bible. So this here to me represents the broken church. So what we see here is a picture of the broken end times church, filled with demons, not in our right mind, having no self-control. In fact, in Ephesians, Paul talks about this, the broken apostate church who has returned to the ways of the flesh. Remember the verse about the man with an unclean spirit, when the unclean spirit goes out of the man, it wanders around, brings back 7 more wicked. When it finds the house swept and clean, it re-enters the house, bringing 7 more wicked than itself, and the state of that man is worse than it was before. Swept and clean. It's a house that hasn't been filled with the Holy Spirit. It's someone who confessed Jesus, Jesus. You see? So they confess Jesus, but they never were filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. The house is swept and clean, and now it's got demons in it that are even more evil and powerful than the first one. And now the state of that person is worse than it was before. That is a huge picture of the church. You see, when we get saved, the unclean, profane spirit in us leaves. But if you're not truly walking in the Lord and obeying Him, and you're living in disobedience, then it returns. And it brings more with it that are even more evil. And now you're in a worse off condition of sin than what you were before. And that's what this demon possessed man, he's a picture of this. He's a picture of the end times church who has wandered away from Jesus Christ, wandered away from the truth, living in sin, living in disobedience, not in our right mind, meaning no self-control whatsoever. We're in denial about the truth of Jesus and what he really taught. We're in denial about sin. We're in denial about obedience. We're in full-blown denial, just totally filled with demons, totally profane, totally unclean, just a total full-blown mess. So this is what the picture of this demon-possessed guy is. It is a picture of us, my friends. And we need to repent. We need to get right with the Lord. We need to truly get on our hands and knees, fall on our face, and confess our sins before Him and plead with Him. Deliver me from these sinful ways. Deliver me from the ways of the flesh. Deliver me from this profane, unclean sin nature, Lord. Come on, you guys. If the demons can recognize Jesus Christ, how come so many people in the church today cannot recognize the real Jesus Christ of the Bible as opposed to this imposter that's being taught today, who's really Satan appearing as an angel of light? If even the demons know who he is, how come the vast majority of the church today is in denial about the real Jesus Christ of the Bible? They're in denial about sin and disobedience. Instead, they want to follow after a fake imposter, Antichrist, and go ahead and feel comfortable living in the flesh. You know, when we sin, it should just really bother us all day long. It should just constantly eat away at us, bother us. We should want to repent. My friends, I don't want to make this message too long, but it's time to really weigh things out in your mind and in your heart. It's time to really just come to the decision that, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. Yes, I'm going to obey the Lord. Yes, I'm going to surrender. Yes, I'm going to fall down before Him and worship Him. I'm going to just be true to my word. I'm going to seek His face like never before. I'm going to really, really pour myself into loving the Lord and obeying Him and being a true, faithful servant. Are you going to do that, or are you comfortable just going ahead and living in sin and disobedience and accepting sin and disobedience and believing that you're truly saved and you're going to go to heaven. We're not supposed to be comfortable in the flesh. We're not. The church today teaches us to live our best, be comfortable in the flesh. You don't really need to worry about sinning, hyper grace. Well, Jude talks about that. It talks about turning the grace of our Lord God into licentiousness, which means excess and shamelessness. Like, you don't feel ashamed. It's not a big deal. That's where the church is at today. But it's time for us to be so uncomfortable with living in the flesh, so uncomfortable with practicing sin, that it constantly just eats away at us. You see, we have a church today saying, oh, it's okay, you're not condemned. And they like to pervert that one verse, you know, there is therefore now no condemnation, blah, blah, blah. Well, there is therefore now no condemnation for those of us who walk according to his purpose. If we're living in a profane, unclean condition, my friends, there is condemnation. There is judgment. We've got to start being uncomfortable with living in the flesh and surrendering and submitting to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen. Know the truth, my friends. Search it out for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. Study the scripture. Study them deeply. Study the words. Know what they mean. I can't tell you enough. It's so important, because then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You guys, I'm putting out a call to all of you that I desperately need your help. I'm losing my home, moving somewhere else, can't afford it here anymore, and everything else I told you guys in several videos now. But I really need your support. I desperately need your help. If you could help me with these moving expenses, also I could use some help regularly, like some regular supporters. Thank you to those of you who do regularly support me. Also, thank you to those of you who gave a one-time gift. You know, maybe you're not in a position to help support regularly, but you got blessed with something and you decided to share it with me. I appreciate that. I'm in desperate need still, guys. I really, really, really need your help. If the Lord moves you to sow a gift into what I'm doing, please do so. You can do so via my PayPal or my PO Box. The information is on the screen and it's beneath the video in the video description. God bless all of you. Don't forget to subscribe to my website. It's truthhuntersshow.com. Very important. Help me to fight this censorship. So if you subscribe to my website, you will get notified every time I post a video, because I'm posting it there. There's no spam, no advertisements, nothing like that. Now, speaking of spam, if you don't get any notifications in your inbox, please check your junk or your spam folder and do whatever you do in your email program to mark it as not spam and to get it out of there. And it might go back there again eventually in the future. If you just don't see anything from truthhuntershow.com for a while, then always check your junk or your spam. Anyhow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you in advance to those of you who might end up helping me with these dreaded moving expenses. God bless you. I could use some help too, towards bills and bills that are involved in moving, money for groceries, things like that, medical needs. I can't tell you guys enough. I really need your help. Thank you. All right, everybody. You guys have a blessed and beautiful day. I hope this short message blessed you. Just remember, it is so important for us to truly surrender the ways of the flesh to the Lord God Almighty, to truly repent, to truly seek his face. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. God bless all of you. Until next time, keep your eyes on Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, not on the problems and not on the things of the world.